find it somewhat ironic that I'm talking about how the lack of snow is affecting people on a day that it's snowing. But I guess that's probably a relief to most people here. My first stop is L&M Hardware to speak with parts manager Mark Gleason. Mark says this is the worst winter he's seen in 22 years, but he says that life goes on and many people have just been using their four-wheelers to get around, among other things.
Funny enough, boats. There's a lot of time this winter when, you know, the rivers and whatnot have been ice-free. And so people have been using modes of transportation that they don't normally use during the winter.
Snow machine sales have been way down at L&M this year, and Gleason tells me that's true around the state.
It's getting to the point to where if there's, you know, not a true promise of snow, people are going to hold off a year. And this has happened 2 years in a row now. So we are going to be thick with unsold machinery.
I cross 2nd Ave to visit Kyle Rolfe at L&M's repair shop.
Hey.
Hi.
What's up?
Kyle?
That's what my mom calls me.
Is it what I can call you?
Depends. Who are you?
After a quick introduction, Kyle gets right to the point.
This winter and last winter are just complete freaks of nature compared to what I know. I mean, if you went out riding for a half a day, you'd probably have to stay in bed for a day. It'd be so rough and nasty out there, you know?
He tells me that when the snow is good, he and his team can barely keep up with demand.
I mean, actually, the mechanics are out moving lumber and stuff around, you know, and normally we don't have time to do anything but work on, you know, mechanical things.
Rolf says work is so slow, he's actually moving to Hawaii at the end of the month. He's leaving for a job to work on outboard motors.
There's never an off season over there, so we'll be busy all the time.
So, I mean, was the lack of snow, like, was that a factor in your decision?
Actually, it was. You know, the days go by a lot faster when you actually have work to do.
He tells me if Hawaii doesn't work out, he can always head back home. I headed over next to Delta Western.
Ooh, stay with me, battery. Stay with me.
Ken Ricewig, owner of one of Dillingham's three main fuel suppliers, says it's not the lack of snow that's his concern.
It's not particularly snow, but the warm temperatures that have affected us the most. The warm temperatures mean that people don't burn as much heating fuel, so we don't sell as much.
Grocery stores in Dillingham, like the NNN Marketplace, say business they normally see from the villages in the winter is down because most of the trails haven't opened yet. I'm new here, but I can tell recreation has suffered too. Hunters are struggling to hunt, trappers to trap. Fish and Game says the number of reported harvests are down. Ptarmigan haven't come down from the mountains yet, I'm told. Skiers can ski, but apparently not much. And what about other festivals? Charlene Lopez says Dillingham's Beaver Roundup may be forced to cancel the dog sled races again.
We're trying to do what we can to beef up the schedule, but also see what we can still do traditional ways. And it is kind of terrible if for some reason we do have to cancel the dog races being the second year, but we need snow for those for the mushers and the dogs for their safety. That's what we need.
So I got off the plane about a week ago, brand new to Dillingham and Alaska. It dawned on me pretty quick that real winter with some real snow is pretty important to business, fun, and life in a lot of Bristol Bay. Maybe it's not too late? I'm Matt Martin for KDLG.